ongetwijfeld nog een tijdje door, maar...
Jy is altyd shocked, jy is altyd stunned, maar die story raak nou oud. Hoe kan jy nou al die tyd nog nie weet, ons lewe in die hele Westen, jankel? Hoe kan jy nou nog nie weet, dat is in crime, en load shedding, en water shedding, en swak service, en taxi violence, en unemployment, en hongerwees, en homeless wees, gaan het verrook met ons allemaal heen? Ek weet, Jerry, en ek weet vir jou en jou comrades is zwaar, kan jy sê, kom maar as julle nie julle favorite color Johnny Walker by die box kan bestel nie. Maar vir die rest van ons, is die waaiel van die fittest. Die poliste protect ons nie teen crime nie. Public servants soek een opgerolde noot of twee om hulle werk te doen. Elected officials soos jy, maak of julle soveel beter as ons is. En woorde soos accountability en integrity ken julle nie. Want allemaal is ewe corrupt. Niemand gaan opstaan vir die rechte saak. Die mense wat in die gebouw gesterwe het, ankel, kom op jou boekie. En die boekies van Joe Comrades, is julle responsibility. Misschien het julle nie geweet van die 200 specifieke mense in die specifieke gebouw nie, maar julle weet van al die gebouwe en al die mense. Vir wie julle nie sorg vir huise nie, die is op julle. En elke enkele brand en vloed, en kinders wat nog in die toilets gaan inval, en kinders wat nog in malnutrition gaan doodgaan, die is op jou boekie. Want jy kan niets doen, want jy kies om handjies gepouw achter oor te sit. Waar brand het, Uncle Cyril? Want ek kan jou garantie, daai is die laaste brandie. En shame on you, as jy nie is die decency het om die skuld op jou te neem. Ek het altyd gedink dat is a difference tussen jou en Zuma. Daar is ja. Hy is meer openlik oor sy disdain vir ons mense. Jy is undercover. Want jy is to after all toch in die selle WhatsApp groepie. Daai een met die middelvinger vir ons mense gewys. Shame on you.
This is for Sam.
The murdered boy. The murdered boy. The murdered boy. Oh, I was there.
Didn't do what I should. Mama catch me with a licking and tell me to be good. When I was bad twice time, she shoved me in a hole and cut off all my fingers and laid them in a finger bowl. My mama killed me. My father grieved for me. My little sister I'm laid. Well, under the almond tree. Oh, I loved a car. And when I was feeling sad, I lay down on my daddy's floor and I feel good. And later, I got bad. Robbed hubcaps from the men and sold them to the women and stole them back again. And later, I had a car of my own, and a Hudson Hornet car, and rode the pretty ladies. And often went too far. I went to Chicago. I went to Kalamazoo. I went to Nashville. Rented cocoon. I rode to Salinas. Went by the sea. And the people all scolded and pointed to me. They said, there's a bad boy. I was so bad boy. They gathered their daughters. I heard what they said. Steer away from him, honey, 'cause that boy is bad. And though he's come good in flash of that loop, steer away from his highway, he rides the wrong, 'cause he's bad boy. I was so bad boy, my mama killed me. My father grieved for me, my little sister Amelie wept under the almond tree, she wept.
Thanks a lot. Hi everyone, this is Kit McIntosh, author of Neon Screams, How Drill, Trap and Bashment Made Music New Again. It's out now, it came out on the 10th, so you can don't have to pre-order it, you can actually go out and buy it. What I probably haven't even mentioned on other shows, of course, is a foreword by Simon Reynolds. So it'd be great if you can go out and get that. So what I'm doing is a little commentary over a mix I did for the launch party the other day. So this one is Big Voices Cheddar. So this is over the Money Fever rhythm, which is sort of, it was produced by a Shab Don, who's Lindvall Thompson's son. So it's kind of a little interesting bit of lineage there. But this is the sort of first instrumental where a track dance will kind of crystallises as an aesthetic, I think, where you get that kind of muscularity in the thing. But the major innovation on this is the vocal. You know, it's kind of a post-Tommy Lee Sparta squeal, you know, taking that right out, you know, to even further heights. It becomes sort of cosmic with all these massive reverb on that. And already we're on to the next track, which is Rebel Six, Safari and K-Lion's Murderer. So this is one of the earliest examples, I think, of Trinibay artists going completely apeshit with the harmony engine, and, you know, doing these insane falsettos with them. It's a shame, really. So both Rebel Six and K-Lion are now dead. K-Lion was from natural causes. Rebel was murdered. We've gone on to Rebel Six's Me Will Dweet. So I chatted about this last week already. Yeah, I mean, I think this mix is going to be a lot of tracks I've already played on the show. Loads. But that was for the benefit, you know, so this was for the launch party. So I suppose a lot of the people showing up might not have heard any of this stuff before. I thought I'd play for their benefit. This set was after a jungle set, so the book came out. It was a joint launch party with the guys who wrote Junglist. So they're reprinting Junglist. You can get that now as well. But the extracts they read sounded wicked, really, really good. But the thing is, you know, jungle's just sort of a benchmark for future music. You know, the whole thesis of Neon Screams, my book, is that vocal psychedelia like this is kind of offering a sonic futurism that's just as compelling as jungle. So it's sort of quite nice to test that theory, I think, in public, having this jungle set and then having my stuff played back to back. I think it holds up. I think this stuff's fucking great. We're on to another Rebel Six. This one is Big and Large. An ode to my penis. I played this one last week as well. But thanks for everyone who did come out to the launch, by the way. It was loads of fun, really fun. Also, special thank you to Michael Watson, because he organised the whole thing. So that's really, he's done a fucking great job. And also the venue was The Social, so big thanks to them as well for having us. Really nice time. As I said, thanks to the Junglist guys. They were really good too. They were very nice to me. The stuff they read was great. Love their set. Love their set. Oh, we're on to Chronic Law's Falsifier, another one I did last week. While I'm repeating some of the stuff from last week, what I might do is get a few plugs out of the way. So Joe Muggs has a bit of a critique of Neon Screams coming out, I think, in September's issue of The Wire. I don't fully agree with everything he said in it, but nonetheless, probably quite an interesting thing to read if you're interested in the show or in the book and all that. So I would go out and get a copy of that and have a read of that. And huge thanks both to The Wire, the editors at Wire, and for Joe Monk for taking the time. Big art, I think it's like a page review, so very flattering, well chuffed with that. So huge thanks to them for doing that. Basically, the review, Joe Muggs calling me glorious for the first paragraph, and calling Simon Reynolds a cunt for the rest of the review. Well, I'm joking, by the way. You can read the review yourself. I'm caricaturing it a little bit for my own amusement. We're still on Chronic Law here, aren't we? There we go. So now we're on to Squash Prodigal again. This is another one from last week. I'm sorry about that. I'll move on to other tunes in a second. So Neon Screams just launched. So just to finish up with the plugs, I think there's chat about me doing a listicle little article thing. I won't say where just yet in case they don't want me to. But so keep your eyes out for any articles, any interviews and all that if you're interested in this Neon Screen stuff. I'll keep you posted on Twitter on this show. And here we go. So Rebel Six, we're on Evilus now. I think the rhythm's called the Evilus rhythm as well. Love it. Great. Rebel makes some amazing noises on this show. Boy, them afraid of us, Evilus. Roll up in a vehicle full of red creatures. Now that his voice going through a wormhole or something. Fully automatic bus, watch boy, eat the dust. Yeah, like that. It's not just the harmony engine. These kind of weird modulator things, isn't it? Another one coming up. Yeah, that. Great. Split him head like Gal splitting them leg. Jam. And coming up now, we've got Tommy Lee Sparta with Bubble Up. This is probably one of my favourite tracks from 2021 so far. I think it'll be my favourite by the end of the year as well. So there we go. So, a few months back, I guess, Tommy Lee Sparta, he got sentenced, I think, for 3 years on a gun charge. So this might have been his sort of first release since going to prison, can't remember. Good way to reassure the fans. The gun he got charged for, I think it was then they done ballistic tests on it, I guess, and it was the gun was used in two murders in Jamaica. So there's quite, you know, possibly Tommy Lee Sparta might be getting into more legal hassle, more legal trouble going forward. And the two blokes who got killed, I think they were actually, they're British, and they kind of got deported during the Windrush scandal. It was a bit horrific. I went back to Jamaica and died. I mean, that's the thing with a lot of this stuff in the book, the artists or the music, you know, kind of all seems very intertwined with the zeitgeist. Not in a ham-fisted way, or not in a way that I, as the author, have to kind of crowbar, you know. Just sort of all by virtue of synchronicity or coincidence or whatever. But I think it's good when a music like this can, you know, stuff that's very kind of avant-garde and pushing things forward, and but it's drawing from a social energy, a social impetus, rather than a chin-stroking muso. There we go. Sicker Rhymes, Solve the Puzzle. Again, I did this last week as well. So I think after these two, so this one and then the next one on the same rhythm, I think we should probably be in the clear of songs I checked about last week. It's fucking amazing though, isn't it? Can't complain. Gaza Badness Middle East. That's fucking, that is so good. Hey, there we go. Sean Storm's Drug Money. So this is the second one, and then we should be in the clear with this one. So this, like Tommy Lee Sparta, is another cartel protege that was in prison. But actually, I think the last three artists I've played have all been come out from Cartel's collective, which is called Gaza. Even the earlier tracks in the mix were probably they're all artists that's part of a group called The Six, and The Six are allied to Gaza too. So I think Cartel it's sort of given birth to everything innovative in dancing in the last 10 years or so. There we go. So now we're on Sicca Rhymes with Fimi Town. Actually, yes, staying on the Gaza theme here, because the instrumental for this is called the Fully Gaza Rhythm. So there we go. This is a, I think this is an example of a kind of a dystopian psychedelia that I think manifests throughout a lot of the Neon Scream stuff. Bad trip music, a bit kind of almost nauseating sounding, I think, with some of those swirling instrumentals hearing in the background. It was kind of very fumous, intoxicating. Yes. It's a bit embarrassing reading all these patois titles. I think we had a reading at the book launch, and I think I wanted to read one section, and the repeater suggested another. And they did point out the section I wanted to read. I got an email from the guy going, "Well, the problem with this section is you'd have to read a lot of patois." And I think he said it won't go down too well with the audience, which was wise on his part. I couldn't, standing there in front of all these people with me suddenly having to do a Jamaican accent for large stretches of quoting lyrics or whatever. So I think I dodged the bullet there. All right, we're on Intense with Nah Regular Boy. Now, he's not a regular boy because he's got a third eye tattooed on his forehead. But this, I think, actually, the kind of the soundscape for this instrumental, I think it's called the Banger Money instrumental, I think. But the soundscape, or the kind of sound world, or the synesthetic space, I think it fits in with the last tune of Fully Gaza, Jimmy Towns, that kind of creepy, exotic quality. I think the harem, this sort of archetypal myth space in the Western site. A bit seedy, a bit kind of druggy. The id manifest in the material plane. So I think these tracks all are apologies to Edward Said for that little bit of extrapolation. Alright, now we're on where were we? We're on Jar Villainy and Maestro Don with Dati Mine. So I think this is a kind of a more utopian inversion of that same exotica in a way. Maestro Don's hugely underrated, he's the one I'm on. This little verse here, this little stretch of music actually might be my favourite little chunk of music from 2021. So maybe the whole track might not be so strong. But if the whole track all sounded like this word, then this would definitely be some of my favourite tracks of 2021. And then we go, here we go. So we've got Popcorn, Fine, there. Rifle a beat like rough cut drum. I wish Popcorn did more aggressive music. It's great when he does it. I think I talked about this last week. Here is the way his voice is really pushing those high frequencies there. You really do kind of get recalibrated as a listener with all this kind of squealing, auto tune, these neon screams. Yeah, I don't think you kind of get that. I don't know, there's a real penetrating quality to it. I don't think you really get in any other music. I think it would. So now we're on with Elegance Top Chopper. I think the thing with the vocal psychedelia is it's more the story of a kind of whole relay of kind of single artist genres more than, so say the thing, like, say you talk about trap dance on paper, nothing particularly remarkable about that. Some people are taking tracks and doing dance with rhythm vocals. But it's really the important thing for vocals. It's the name or the genre definition very much undersells actually how profoundly innovative the music is. But I think Elegance might be the kind of latest artist who's come up with a whole new kind of auto-tune voice, I think. Yeah, this is a good example of it. So this is Elegance with Infamous. So it's kind of weird, bubbly voice. I remember Simon Reynolds once did a blog where he said he didn't like Star Wars because the music in it, just it sort of, you know, it didn't really like attempt to sort of imagine a future, like a future sound. You know? Something about that blog always stuck with me. Then he sort of kind of he managed to reduce the sort of grandiose concept. You know, we sort of talk about future music. If anything becomes a buzzword or whatever, a buzz phrase, it kind of loses a literal meaning. But I think he managed to make that a very simple thing. So you kind of go, well, come on. So imagine a bar somewhere 1,000 years in the future, or sort of a bar on another planet or something. What would the music be playing out of that bar sound like? And so I think that's a sort of nice little test. I think that elegance tune of Bastard Test, that's really good. Alright, so now we're on to a Chronic Law, Feel It. So I think this is a British producer. Could be wrong. Fucking amazing beat. Love it. I mean, I've recently been listening back to a lot of the Chronic Law stuff. I think the thing is, because when I've been, you know, I've been doing this book and I've been doing the radio show, and I've imagined having quite a sceptical audience, because, you know, we've got this kind of... you know, you had Reynolds do his Retromania, you had Mark Fisher talking about flow cancellation in the future, so you had this kind of you had this kind of probably orthodoxy that future music finished for everything's been shit after 2005 or whatever. So I've always envisioned that I'm kind of trying to push back against that to a sceptical audience. So I think that kind of led me to sort of lean into the most flamboyant stuff, in a way. Because then the most flamboyant stuff's going to be the most kind of undeniably unprecedented. But I think sort of a shame in a way, because someone like Chronic Law gets a bit lost in that. Because his vocal psychedelia is subtler than the elegance of the comedy spot. This one is a Squash with Bad. I think this is a... What's that? Jungle tune. Doc Scott or his nasty habits, Doc Scott. Anyway, sort of shadow boxing, the jungle. I can't remember who it was. I don't know if that's sacrilegious to say. You know, those kind of that, those menacing horns stabbing. I think this reminds me of that. So this one's Tommy Lee Sparta with Hurricane Breeze. I didn't actually really think about this track much before. I did like a Tommy Lee versus a Rebel 6 mix, maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago or something. I think it's only after hearing that I thought, oh, this was one of the highlights. He really did sort of come up with one of the great sounds of the 21st century with that voice. The story behind it is apparently his mum would always... she would tell him when he was a kid that not to talk with his mouth open or something like that. So it was sort of this cartoonishly and impractically draconian parenting there. But because of it, he's got this sort of perfect voice for auto-tune. Yeah, he's sort of he's on the Mount Rushmore of vocal psychedelia because of it. So there you go. Alright, we're moving on to Sicker Rhymes with Target. I think this is another one from last week. But this is, those sort of penetrating auto-tune frequencies I was talking about. I love it, love it, love it. I think this is a good example of that. There's a sort of a Philip K. Dick thing. He talks about having this beam of light shot into his forehead, and I think he's got this kind of Gnostic bits of wisdom imparted to him by this beam. But anyway, that idea of that, I think that very much describes how listening to this stuff sounds. It does feel like something Yeah, blast him right into your third eye. And so we're on to Sean Storm's Lasco. I think so. I only briefly do a bit of this one. Oh, he's good though. This is because he has a few of these weird little whatever the fuck this is, sprite like bits in this track, and they are some of the greatest bits of a vocal psychedelia. Love them. And so now we're onto Big Voice with Born Six. So he's part of the group of Six. They've got kind of this harmony engine stuff. Nice stutter effects on a lot of it too. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, and then you're getting all the delays on that as well. You're just chucking all this stuff at the auto-tune voice, you know, just trying to push it further, make it more futuristic. I think I've probably said it before, but I think trap dancehall, it sort of does to the voice what jungle would have done to the breakbeat group. All right, we're on to Shano's Deep Freeze. I think this is probably yet another tune that was from last week, but I think it's wicked though. But the thing is, I think this is this is probably played a bit higher pitched and faster than it was on the show last week. And I think because I think I remember listening to it on the show last week going, oh, that's not quite as good as I remember it. But I think no, it's one of those tracks that really kind of need to be processed by the DJ. Because with dancehall, when they play it out live, even a lot of like YouTube mixes or whatever, the DJs do tend to, increase it by 10-15 BPM. And in doing so, you get pitched up as well. And I think so. There's like loads of tracks. I think they work infinitely better when they're pitched up like that than it's just the proper studio version. So I think this one sounds much better. I think we're hearing Lisa Hyper come in now. There we go. With a track called Altercation. Oh, he's good. So lioness music in it. Ferocious. Great fucking. Yeah, really fucking. Great voice. Could melt metal with that voice. Coming up, you got Tommy Lee Sparta's Some Life. This is another one I don't think I really paid much attention to. Until I included it in a mix. Again, it might be one that sounds better pitched up a bit. And a bit faster. There we go, he's talking about like a night vision. And sort of, I think the autotune is doing to his voice, sort of making his voice sound a bit night vision. All kind of glaring and overexposed. Taking the real world and giving it an electronic sheen. Alright, I think we are at TJ's Louis V sneakers coming in now. So TJ, he's from Montego Bay, I think. Tommy Lee Sparta, he's from Montego Bay. And then you've also got the Six. So I think was Squash and Chronic Law. I think all them lot are Montego Bay as well. So it's sort of, maybe it's sort of now the new sort of surpassed Kingston as the kind of hub of Jamaican music in a way. Producing some of the most important artists in Jamaican music in the last few years. Oh, wow. This one. This is God music. This is absolutely 100% divine inspiration. This one can convert Richard Dawkins. This is fucking amazing. Colossal. A huge scope to it. A futurist panorama. Love it. Really love it. This is earlier. So all the tracks I've been playing so far. They've been kind of between 2019 and 2021, the past couple of years. But this one's actually 2017. But you do have a sort of few tracks around this period that I think, just by virtue of, as I keep banging on about the old vocal cycle, they kind of do fit in with what's going on now. And so I think this must be probably the earliest track in the mix. So this is Tommy Lee Sparta's Dance of Ride. So this one's 2016. Maybe it's like December 2016. But it is 2016. But this is the track where Tommy Lee Sparta kind of finds his voice. That voice he does. I think because he'd been around for a few years before this, but it's sort of, I didn't like his music. Because, I mean, that's a funny thing. Given how I hold him up so highly now, I hated him when he first came. I think before this, his sort of voice, you know, sort of doing this voice thing, but it kind of sounded a bit annoying. You know, sort of more brattish. It weren't kind of a super psychedelic or kind of futuristic or anything. Slightly annoying. So this is one of the very first shots fired in vocal psychedelia's war against our collective sanity, I think. There we go. You can hear it faintly coming in now. So this is Rebel 6 with Dark and Haunted. It's Rebel 6 and loads of people, actually. But unfortunately for them, I can't remember who the other ones are. So, I mean, I actually edit them out. I've got a little edit. There's a few tracks where I edit them for the show so that they've just got the bits I like. So I think you have the slight problem with a lot of the neon screen stuff, because you have this kind of feature culture now in rap and in dancehall. So you'll have a track where you're going to have, you know, a Rebel 6 or a Quavo or whoever who's sort of doing something that's light years into the future with their verses or their chorus or whatever, but then you'll have other bits in the same track where other artists are featuring and they're tethered to something, you know, very much more archaic notion of what rap is. I think this track's a victim of that. So if it was all Rebel 6, this track, it'd be wicked. A bit more Rebel 6 now. We've got a track called Adolf. And it's the Adolf as well. The chorus, he's saying that his gun's full of ghosts. like Hitler's rifle. So there you go. Oh, those backing vocals are fucking unbelievable. Wow. Oh, wow. Amazing. Oh, fucking hell, that is good. Anyway, I talk in the book about how, you know, kind of doing this digital effects on the voice and all that, accessing this thing, hyper-emotion. So it's sort of an emotionality beyond the bounds of what you are physically capable of expressing. You know? So, you would expect machines to be very dehumanized. But actually, I think with something like this, the wail he manages to get out of itself with this, you know, it's sort of gifted to him by machinery. So it's actually, as I say, hyper-human. Even more rebels. So this is them now. Yeah, now this is another one of those songs where just sort of every conceivable effect being chucked at his voice here. Like all pitch shifts, reverb, distortions, panning, modulators. The intro is great. He probably got lost in the crossfade a bit. The video here is good. I think it begins with a sort of dead body being dragged through the mud, and then it's just him in this kind of in these corrugated iron huts, and I guess it's all been a bit swamped the area. All right, so now we've got TJ with Shelly Christmas. So it sounds a bit like a kind of a sci-fi Afrofuturist noddy holder here with his Christmas song. I think this is most where TJ's in his kind of post Tommy Lee Spartan mode. I think. I mean, the name Shelly Christmas. I presume it's a reference. There's an old Tommy Lee Sparta song called Shelly Christmas. Yeah. No, it's not exactly a Paul and Linda McCartney Wonderful Christmas Time. It's good. There were loads of good tracks that came out in December 2020. So I think, you kind of have this thing of on paper, maybe 2021 weren't so good, but actually, you only got a chance to listen to all these tracks this year. Anyway, we're on to Stolen Soul by Rebel Six. This one's a leak. After he died, I think there's a whole bunch of leaks that came out from Rebel Six. Thank God, though, because he's sort of I think his music represents the absolute pinnacle of a collective world civilization. Good we haven't lost any of it. Get as much of it out there as you can. Wow, fucking good. And so we've got more Tommy Lee Sparta, this time with a track called Vibes Right. Nice sort of a little kind of a garagey or housey organs on this one. Might not have actually played this one on the show before. Maybe I have. It's quite new, I think, from the last. Yeah, a brief detour into Ibiza. Yeah, There we go. Now we've got Skillabang with Defy the Odds. So this is a the first Skillabang track I really, really like. Because he had this huge hit before this. So I think this is February 2020. So